At its virtual meeting Monday night, the North Adams, Massachusetts City Council heard updates from Mayor Tom Bernard about the COVID-19 vaccination rollout, as well as the city's efforts to address malfunctioning fire hydrants. Bernard opened his remarks with a nod to U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, a North Adams native who was killed in the line of duty earlier this month.
I just want to thank the members of the council and the members of the community who took part in paying respects to Officer Evans, his colleagues, and his family during the procession that came through North Adams on April 14th. I know that a number of communities along the motorcade route turned out, but I do think, and I have heard that it was especially meaningful that Officer Evans' hometown showed that support to him, to his family, and to his colleagues.
Bernard provided an update on the city's efforts to address the considerable number of inoperative fire hydrants in its safety infrastructure.
The water department has reviewed the whole system, logging the hydrants in the system and servicing them as needed. There are about 54 hydrants that have some issues but are considered functional. 53 were considered non-functional. We have replaced 10 of those, and the bid specs for the purchase and installation of the new hydrants are being finalized by the staff right now.
Bernard was asked about the timeline on the hydrant replacement project.
I would think probably, you know, at this point, late May to have the bid out, and then I don't know, or the bid back. And then so the turnaround to order and install, we're probably looking into midsummer to get the project complete.
After expressing concerns about the city's COVID-19 situation last month, the mayor had a rosier picture to offer the council as vaccination efforts continue.
Our local team continues to do incredible work. We're seeing good news in vaccine availability. This week was the first time that we were hearing about appointments being available after that initial window of dose registration. So that's good news. You know, we're seeing positive trends in our vaccination rates, but we've still got a long way to go with everyone 16 and over currently eligible. Best places to get information are getvaccinatedberkshires.org for our regional clinics, and then VaxFinder, that's vaxfinder.mass.gov. For all sites, public as well as the private sites, your pharmacies, your Stop and Shops, and those.
There are actually a significant number of appointments available right now at the St. Elizabeth's location.
Counselor Jessica Sweeney.
You can call 663-7588. That's the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition's phone number. They can help make that appointment happen for you. So if anyone's struggling to figure out their appointments, I suggest trying to there.
City Councilor Benjamin Lamb drew attention to a municipal property auction at the end of May.
I just think it's important for any community members that may be abutting properties or have properties in their neighborhoods that are up for disposition through that public auction to be aware of it, so that if you are interested and able to attend that and potentially acquire one of those properties, there's, I think, 29 properties that are on that specific auction. So of all different sizes, scales, and status of quality of property. So check that out on the city website and share that amongst your networks as well.
The public auction will take place at the Knoll Field Athletic Complex on May 26th. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.